Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Just back from India. We were chatting about that the other day. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Oh, Bob. Big controversy. A former U.S. House Speaker, Dennis Hastert, agrees to pay a big chunk of money, supposedly, in hush money, to keep somebody silent about misconduct by, himself. I guess he was once in line to be, as you know, the U.S. President. I mean, third in line. Anyone who's the Speaker of the House is third in line. So he's third in line. This is a pretty big scandal, isn't it? I mean, this indictment?
Well, I knew him well. I was a Speaker's appointment. There's only three of us directly appointed by the Speaker. I was one of the three. So, you know, we were in his office constantly. We were Speaker's chairman, it was called. He's an upstanding guy. He did have some dirt out there with a land deal and a highway that went through somewhere. And I've got to tell you, Kate, I must have had 14 private messages on Facebook and emails from reporters, friends, former staffers, etc. But I don't think it's the land deal. I think there's some type of extortion that was going down here for something he's done. And there was always a lot of kind of cloaks of secrecy in his office here and there with some of his staffers who were almost like to the paranoia point. And, you know, so I don't know if something happened or what. I've got to tell you, he was a nice guy, real, you know, upstanding guy, didn't lie to you, didn't do the usual BS you see in Congress out of people like Boehner, you know,
right,
things like that. But something's happened. I mean, his mistake is obviously taking out increments because of money laundering. They watched that. In other words, if he'd have taken out $100,000 and paid this person, they're calling him Person A, for hush money, I guess in itself that's not, you know, illegal. In fact, he could have turned him into the FBI. But he did this in a way, and he did the big number one sin. I know I've been down the path and I never did it. You don't lie to the FBI, then they really nail you for lying.
Wow. I mean, you think of him, you think it's crazy. You think of, and you, as you said, you know him really well. And there's got to be something that we don't know, obviously, that's gone on here. I mean, there's, you know, they're saying individual A, and there's a lot of kind of gray area here, but not gray that there's impropriety. And they're going to nail him for this, Bob.
Yeah, paying for this. Kate, when this flashed across my screen, I got it from one of the Hill reporters contacted me. I literally could have dropped my coffee cup. I mean, that is the last person I would have thought, you know, that there would be any kind of indiscretion. I mean, look, we can do our imagination here. It's most likely something sexual. And he didn't want it revealed, and would have been better off, frankly, to have, because it's revealed now, it will be. Just would have been better off to go to the FBI and say, look, I'm being extorted. And it would have really ended in a different manner.
Right, and I need help. All right, so we move from that, and we'll find out what happens there. And it's funny because you say, and knowing Hastert, he's one of the people that I probably talked to him 10 times in my career, and he was very gracious about taking calls and coming on the air. And, and how do you, when you're a little talk show girl, how many times you get the Speaker of the House? And he was pretty forthright, and I really enjoyed having him on. So, boy, that's a crazy thing. This was huge, and, of course, the military admitting we made a mistake. Whoops. Live anthrax. Are you kidding me? They sent this anthrax accidentally to labs in 9 states and that Air Force base in South Korea. What's the latest on that?
Well, this keeps, it's evolving because even more people now, they had to kind of do a pre-test to make sure they weren't, you know, hurt. But I've got to tell you, if you sit here and you think, and my mind wandered in this direction, are we one day going to hear that somebody accidentally pushed the wrong button and launched something in a city that shouldn't be launched in? I mean, really, this is anthrax. This isn't like something that somebody accidentally sat in the hallway and said, give that to UPS or FedEx. And by the way, it was a private carrier. I think FedEx that they told to carry it, live spores. I mean, this had to be removed from an area that they knew what this was. And you want to talk about a mistake. Now, I hope they don't do this interest of national security, we can't tell you what happened deal, because this one, they need to be right out front. And this has to be, you cannot make a mistake on anthrax. This is not accidentally, you know, shipping a thing of ground coffee.
Yeah. Oops, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. We all remember, and you remember that, 9/11. Remember the whole anthrax thing? Geez, you were there.
I was there. In fact, we had to get tested because we were in right below Senator Daschle's office in the Hart building, and our old office had the anthrax, and they took that was militarization anthrax, where they can take it and they can make it into a grade that becomes powder-like, dust-like. And, of course, it came from our military base, so that type of anthrax, if intercepted live spores, I think, is more militarization anthrax, not natural farm anthrax.
Yeah, wow, absolutely crazy. And then how about this FIFA scandal, the whole soccer thing, because that's huge when you think of the world of soccer. And, yes, it's not politics, but it's politics of a different sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, this took a new life this afternoon. You know, I was looking at it, and they went in, they, you know, drug out 14 people out of a luxury hotel, you know, and it's very sensational. It took a new twist today because Nike is in the hot box. They paid about 30-some million, and they think additional money in a Swiss account, to a guy, Jose Halawa, who ran a group called the Traffic Group, and they sort of, well, not sort of, they... It looks like they paid him direct $30 million when they had already paid the Brazilian hockey team $160 million. So did Adidas, but that was legitimate. Looks like they paid this guy to do favors for them. And I'm going to, you know, Nike, there might be some other businesses in this. So this thing is going to, I think, evolve way beyond just these 14 people. I think some major international corporations are going to be in some deep trouble.
Yeah, and how do they explain their way out of that? Once people are caught and then the dominoes start to fall, it doesn't doesn't matter. That's how a corporation can be taken out.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, where initially they're protected, but now when you're on the hot seat, not so easy, you know, for that to happen.
Sure.
So we still have this, and you and I chatted just the last thing briefly about this. We have no movement, nothing new in this whole Patriot Act deal because, as you know, the clock is ticking for it to just go dark. Do you think it goes dark, it's out, it's done, and then what?
I think it looks like it's going to go dark. Now, the president's really been on the telephone on this thing, but what's ended up happening, Rand Paul has been attacked viciously by Governor Bobby Jindal, Republican, and Chris Christie, Republican from New Jersey, the governor. He's been attacked viciously, and they said, oh, you're weak on terrorists. And, of course, the Republican Senator Lee of Utah said that Chris Christie was comparable to political pornography in saying these things. So they're internally just eating each other alive on the Republican side. But it's boiling down to where Rand Paul, who was very clear that they shouldn't have all this data collection, which is what the president's agreeing with, and Mitch McConnell, Kate, is just like this, I don't know, kind of a oblivious guy that runs the Senate now, Republican, and I just don't think he understands. You have a president and a House who says, look, we want to limit some of these things, and McConnell's held out, and I think it's too late. I think, I don't know how he can even get them all back in time.
Yeah, craziness. All right, Bob Ney, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. exercises, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't you think you've done enough? Welcome back to America Tonight. He's not a stranger to this show. He's been on with us many, many times. He's terrific. Dr. David Hoberg, senior fellow at the National Center. And he, by the way, is an author of a new book we're going to talk about at the tail end of this, Medicare Victims. He's always got some interesting opinions, by the way, that are coming true. We've talked to him for years now, and we're seeing what's happening with Obamacare. He called it the Obamacare death spiral, and that it was now on the horizon. And boy, wasn't he right. We just were in Washington, D.C., and weren't those conversations pretty interesting, particularly some of the things that we're hearing from the pundits, and we'll let Dr. Hoberg talk about that. But thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show. We appreciate it. You did say this to me. You called it the death spiral a couple of years ago. I think that was the first time I had you on the show. We go to Washington every year to dig deeper into what's happening with Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care. And now we're seeing what's happening. Why do you say that suddenly now the people on the left can't stand behind what they were saying before? Because we're seeing the premium increases aren't tiny, but they're really exploding, right?
Well, yeah. Usually the sort of the canary in the coal mine of a death spiral, if you will, is that you start to see rates, premium increases of at least 20%, and usually higher, and now we're starting to see some of those. I'll give you just a couple of quick examples here. On Tennessee's exchange, Blue Cross Blue Shield is proposing an average premium increase of over 36%, while the co-op on the exchange, Community Health Alliance, is proposing one of just under 33%. In New Mexico, the Healthcare Service Corporation is asking for a premium hike of just over 51%. And in Oregon, they now have five insurers who are requesting average premium hikes ranging from about 26% to 52%. So, what you're seeing here is the end result of a bunch of regulations on the Obamacare exchanges that discourage younger and healthier people from initially signing up for health insurance, leaving what's known as the risk pools older and sicker. And as a result, the premiums have to go up to cover their costs. And what's going to happen next probably is, you know, the young and healthy people who did initially sign up, some of them are going to drop out because of the higher prices. And, then premiums will go up again and, you know, the process repeats itself. So these premiums that we're starting to see now, and we'll probably see more of them in the weeks to come as insurers start to release their requests for, the rates they're asking for next year. What we're seeing again is this sort of the edge of the death spiral right on the horizon.
I mean, those numbers are scary, and you listed them in an article that you wrote. You talked about even New Mexico, that they're requesting, the Healthcare Services Corp is requesting a premium hike of 51.6%. Dr. Hochberg, how can people afford this?
That depends. If you aren't receiving any subsidy on the exchange, it's probably going to be very hard to afford it. And even if you are receiving a subsidy, there's no guarantee that the subsidy you get is going to be enough to cover the increase in your premium. Because the subsidy is based on the second lowest cost silver plan, and with all these plans, their costs increasing, the second lowest cost silver plan may shift around, and so the subsidy may shift, and the subsidy may go up, your subsidy may go up 20%, but if the plan you've got is going up 40%, you're not in good shape.
That's crazy. So what do you think happens now? I mean, we're under 2 years for the Prez to be out of office. Who knows who comes in next? And, there's been the massive fight, but nothing really has happened. What do you think happens with this?
It's kind of hard to say because so much of it, a lot of this is going to hinge on King versus Burwell, the court case that claims that, only people who are on state-based exchanges, exchanges that were set up by the states, are eligible for premium subsidies. If the plaintiffs win in that case, which should be coming out at the end of June, then, kind of all bets are off, and the only places that are really going to be seriously looking at a death spiral now are going to be the ones that the 13 states plus D.C. that now have state-based exchanges. So it's hard to say. Now, if that does not go the way of the plaintiffs, well, you're going to see these premium increases, and you're going to eventually see, I think, certain insurers will start leaving the exchanges because they can't make a profit. And, people will end up losing their insurance and have to go, to a different carrier. And as this just continues, I think, it builds pressure for reform, and if those on the political right, play it properly, it could build reform for, healthcare, free markets in healthcare.
Wow. All right. So obviously we're still watching what's happening with our health right before our eyes. I mentioned at the top that you've got a book coming out, and it's Medicare Victims. Interesting title. Love it. What? Dive deeper for us and tell us what we can expect in the book.
Sure. It's actually Medicare's Victims with an apostrophe S.
There you go. Victims.
Medicare's Victims, how the U.S. government's largest healthcare program harms patients and impairs physicians. And I look at a number of different patient groups and physicians who struggle under Medicare. I tell some very personal stories and then explain, you know, the person in the story, you know, how the policy affected them. And one of the themes that runs through the book is that the people who are adversely affected by Medicare tend to lack political power. That is the ability to put pressure on Congress to make changes in Medicare that will help them. And they usually lack political power either because their numbers are too small and so they don't add up to many votes on election day, and also because a lot of these people are very sick. You know, they're not engaging in the sort of activities like organizing, networking, and so forth that can be effective in pushing Congress to change policy, change Medicare's policy. And that's always one of the problems of any government health care program, is that the really sick can lose out because they seldom have a lot of political power. So that's basically what the book is about, and it'll be out July 6th. You can order it through Amazon.com, and you'll also be able to order it some other places that at this point I'm not sure which, since we're still working on that, but it will be available through Amazon.
So the conclusions there are, what are the solutions for the people that find themselves in this terrible situation where they desperately need it, but as you say, they're too sick, they can't fight for it themselves, they need more advocates, right?
I guess the first advice is don't get sick. What I actually propose at the end of the book is basically a way of giving the recipients on Medicare direct access to Medicare funds so that they can pay for care as they see fit. So care that they think that they need, and they don't have to worry about all the bureaucratic rules and the price controls and all those sorts of things that get in the way of, for some people, get in the way of them getting effective care.
Yeah, wow. And you know, and how many people, I don't know the exact numbers, but the numbers are pretty high, right, that are affected?
Unfortunately, I don't have hard and fast numbers for you because it's difficult to say. I mean, for example, there's one section of the book that looks at people who were denied physical therapy for certain reasons. And if you take a look at stroke patients, it could certainly affect some of them, but it's kind of hard to say. I mean, we know roughly how many people have a stroke each year, but we don't know how many, it's kind of hard to say how many people have had a really severe stroke that would get them into trouble with Medicare and physical therapy. So, unfortunately, there are no hard and fast numbers on many of these things.
Yeah. All right. The book is Medicare Victims with an S, Medicare Victims. And Dr. Hochberg, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. Coming up in our next segment, a little teeny bitty sports shorts. Yeah, as we head for the exits, because you know what? We've got a horse on the brink of history, for one. Will we see American Pharoah be the horse that sets the record? Last time we've had a Triple Crown winner affirmed in 1978. It's like the easiest trivia question ever to remember, I swear, because it's been so long and you hear it so much. 13 horses have had a shot. This is the 14th horse. We had a big hockey game, and I was out at a golf tournament for fun. Every once in a while, you have to get away from the madness of the politics of Washington, D.C. Speaking of the madness, in this segment, Odds and Ends, they say there's some new clues about the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. Natalie Holloway, think about that. You know, it's been a decade since Natalie Holloway disappeared. I always thought, for sure, they would eventually find her body. They would find her body somehow, some way. Something would come up and somebody would eventually squeal and tell the whole story and they would find her. But and then Joran Vandersloot got himself in trouble for murdering somebody else and ended up in prison. But it was It's been 10 years since that happened. There is a Dutch citizen who says he knows where to find her. Jeroen de Jong told a CNN reporter, a guy you might have seen on the tube, Martin Savage, she's been there a long time, that her body is buried in a crawl space at the Marriott vacation property in Aruba, and he thinks he saw her final moments. Ugh. He's saying that he was near the surf club that was under construction on that night of May 30th, 2005, when he saw a man chase a woman, a young girl, through the construction. He said at first he thought they were joking around, being playful, but he says a little bit of time elapsed, and then he says the man reappeared carrying her in his arms, and her body looked like it was limp. He pulled the woman by the ankles inside the crawl space, stayed inside for a minute, then came out and closed the gap. And De Jong is saying he suspected that a witness, thinking that there was somebody else there, that there was another witness that would come forward. He says he didn't go to the police because he was involved in illegal activities at the time. Nice. So this scumbag, I'm sorry, I have to use the word, he sees that happen, and he has that information. Imagine if this is true, and this family could have unraveled this mystery 10 years ago instead of going through the hell, frankly, that they've gone through. He said when the news of her disappearance came out, he put the pieces together. But he says he stayed quiet for 3 years because he was afraid he'd be indicted for what he did. And he says he was afraid of talking to police because of the retaliation from the people he worked for in his illegal activities. And he wouldn't say what he's doing illegally. It's got to be, what, drugs? Gambling? I don't know. Prostitution? Selling women? He said he had a change of heart when he saw this broadcast of an undercover interview with Joren Vandersloot. He was brought in for the questioning, but was never charged. So De Jong said he got angry because he knew it was a lie, and said he felt badly because he had a daughter close to her age, and said that he was lying in the interview. And so this is it. He said the site where he's saying is buried is under the high rise, the Marriott Aruba Surf Club Resort, in an area they call the Spyglass Tower. Ugh. Can you imagine? He said that now it bugged him so much he had a scheme in his head. He was going to drill a hole through the hotel floor. But, you know, so he could look into the foundation, but it didn't work. Do you think they're going to dig a hole in the floor? The Marriott people are saying there's no construction at the spot that he pointed out. And they say that it can't be true. And this is what they're saying. So they're saying, sorry, Charlie, it can't be true. It's a closed book. So they're not even going to reopen this. The chief prosecutor said, nah, yeah, we're not going there. It does, I don't know. It does it make you think that this guy is right? Why would he come forward? I just don't understand that part. He could have seen that, but they could have taken her body and removed it too. I mean, who knows? Mystery never solved. Put it down to that. And can you imagine any of you being a father out there, this horrible thing happening, and then there's no outcome to it. You know what you think in your mind, but you have no closed circle for it. It's rough when you go through that, I bet. It's got to be rough. At the top of this show for Odds and Ends, we talked with Bob Ney, who knew the former Speaker of the House, Dennard Hastert, pretty well, and he's been indicted for lying to the FBI and evading taxes that he sought to pay off the subject to cover up a past misconduct. So now, of course, you know what this is. We want to know what the misconduct is. What is the misconduct? And Bob Ney said he seemed to think it was some kind of sexual thing. He didn't know for sure, but he seemed to think that that was what it was about. So now everybody and their brother is digging into this story, of course. But lying to the FBI about $3.5 million he agreed to pay somebody to cover up something? large withdrawals after agreeing to pay the money. He had payments that were $1.7 million over a couple period of years, and they started in 2010. What could it possibly be? Paying that much money? You're paying someone hush money, $3.5 million? They are blackmailing you for that? What could it be that he was covering up, that he was willing to pay that kind of money to conceal whatever this is? I mean, this is a guy who was the speaker from, you remember this, 1999 until 2007, when the Democrats retook the House. Before he was in Congress, he was a high school teacher and a coach in Illinois. And when he was speaker, he had a bunch of scandals that he, a series of scandals that, you know, he had to preside over, I guess is the best way to say that, including, remember, Mark Foley in 2006, his resignation, Bob Livingston, who was, you know, Mark Foley, that in 2006, was crazy when that happened. And then ascending to become speaker over Congressman Bob Livingston in 99, who had his own scandal going on. This kind of money, it makes you think, what could he have been doing? I mean, what is it that he was willing to pay that kind of money to get the person to not rat him out? That is a lot of money, $3.5 million. I mean, really, it does boggle your mind, doesn't it? Or are you out there saying, in your own jaded way, maybe it is a good idea to escape and go to a golf course once in a while, because we never know what we're going to find from day to day from people who have come in and out of Washington, by the way. So even though he's long gone, still, look what was happening since he's gotten out of politics. He's been paying hush money. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. In the meantime, speaking of odds and ends, kind of segging in and out of a few things here in the world of politics, you know, as we move from the Hastert thing to ultimately what's going to happen with the question of the Patriot Act. And this, again, goes back to our conversation with Bob Ney, who didn't vote for the Patriot Act. Then we trace the trail to Ed Snowden, who had the information dump that's the gift that keeps on giving that stunned a lot of people, didn't realize how much information was being pawed over. And now we're less than a week away from that whole thing going out the window, but you've got some panic among the defense people who swear that if you completely trash the Patriot Act, we are completely exposed. And all of a sudden, our ability to track these terrorists is going to be cut in half. I mean, it is frightening when they put it that way, right? Cut in half. Wiretaps, all that kind of stuff. Boom, out the window. I mean, listen, there's got to be a way to do this that you're not, frankly, tapping into the everyday American who hasn't done squat except for pay their taxes and do whatever they're supposed to do, law-abiding citizens who shouldn't have, we shouldn't have our civil liberties trampled on. It's ridiculous. I mean, there has to, yes, if there was an accident once in a while, but this was no accident. The data dump, the thing that Ed Snowden had was stunning. There was revelations beyond the wildest dreams of The Guardian, they were printing a bunch of it, if you remember. And there still is supposedly more that is shocking. All right, coming up next, a horse is a horse, of course, but not if it's American Pharoah. This horse could win the Triple Crown. I'll tell you why coming up on the flip side.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Over the weekend, is this the horse destined for history to run into the history books and win the Triple Crown? Certainly it is capable of winning the Triple Crown, but the question becomes, does the horse have enough juice to do it? The first two races are a little bit different than the Belmont, and the horses that this horse will be running against, some of them are a lot fresher than American Pharoah will be after running three times in 5 weeks, which is a very difficult thing on a horse to have to, have to come back, bounce back in three different races. So if I were a betting person, would I put some money on American Pharoah? Would I go to the track and would I put some money on American Pharoah? And my answer is I would, because I think this horse has the right stuff. There are horses that are, I think, that can spoil what will ultimately be Pharoah's party. I saw a great headline about that. Who can spoil the party? So in the last workout, in one of the last workouts at Churchill Downs, the horse just looked fabulous, right? Just a jog around the oval, looking agile, looking rested, all that kind of stuff, for whatever that means. Now preparing for this New York track, which is a whole different animal, is all about running. And what the owners of the horse seem to say, and what the exercise rider was quoted as saying, Jorge Alvarez, who is not the jockey, that's Victor Espinoza, but it is, in fact, the guy who exercises the horse. He says he felt great, no different. He's a running machine. He just wants to run. When we go to a different track, nothing changes. He doesn't have to take his racetrack with him. He'll run on anything. I love that quote. He'll run on anything. So if that holds true, then this horse is in the money. This horse is going to do well. And yes, there are other horses who are rested, who have maybe a great chance to knock them off. But I'm going to say that this is just a special horse that's going to be able to kick it up that other notch at the Belmont and is going to break the long time record. 78 is a long time to hold any kind of a sports record, and is going to do the deal. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. In the meantime, speaking of happening, are you a fan of the stick and the puck? A lot of conversation about Tampa Bay and the New York Rangers. Game 7. It all comes down to this moment. It's like election day for a nervous politician who has a good chance to win. The Lightning, the Bolts, or the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. The Lightning just want that chance to upset the Rangers at home, at their home, at the Rangers' home. And if history repeats itself from the series, they probably have a good chance to do it. As long as they're not spending too much time in the penalty box. All right, continuing down this lane of sports shorts here for a second. I was out at the latest PGA stop. It's called the Byron Nelson for one of the greatest golfers, in my opinion, of all time, the great Byron Nelson. And since we're talking about history here, what was cool about Byron, and I feel so fortunate to have met him in my travels as I've moved around in this business, I feel so fortunate I've spent a little bit of time with him when I moved to Texas, because he was just such a class act and I had him on a show and whatnot. I mean, this guy is legendary for what he's able to do. He, looking at records and championships that he held and some of his records, I think, will never, ever be broken. Certainly in the World Golf Hall of Fame, he won the Masters in 37 and 42. He won the PGA in 40 and 45 and blah, blah, blah. The list goes, you know, on and on. And what was cool about him and what he told me and I didn't realize is there's always a story behind the story, right? So Byron Nelson was 11 years old. His family moved to Texas, but he barely survived typhoid fever. He lost half of his body weight to the fever. And he did survive it, and he took to the game of golf. He started to caddy when he, after he survived that and just decided he loved the game, and that's how, you know, the rest was history. That's how he ultimately got into to playing, and gosh, was so incredible at the game. But this tournament is named for him, and he could always draw Tiger and Phil Mickelson and just the biggest names in the golf world because out of the respect for him, I think. And I'll tell you what, he had 18 straight wins in a row. That's a record I don't think will ever be broken. Somebody who did pretty well on the course today that I spent a few moments with, a guy named Keegan Bradley, and Keegan finished at one or three under, rather, and he was tied for fifth. And this is just, of course, after one day. But here's what he had to say about, thank goodness, among other things, that the rain stopped. Did you like playing here in Texas where it's actually dry today?
Great finish there, great round. How do you feel going into the second?
I feel great. I played really well today. It's tough, kind of tough out there. The wind was up and down, so it's a good round.
Yeah, when you say you were playing well today, what was working well for you?
I really hit the ball nicely all day. A lot of fairways. And with ball in hand, you're going to be able to have perfect lies in every fairway, so I was able to attack pins.
Did you like playing here in Texas where it's actually dry today?
Yeah, no. Today, thank God goodness that we have this weather, because any more rain, we'd be in trouble.
Good luck and thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Keegan Bradley has won three different tour events. He won the 2011 PGA Championships. He's from a kind of a cool place, Woodstock, but not Woodstock, New York. Woodstock, Vermont, and he has an aunt named Pat Bradley, who was a star on the LPGA at one point in her career. So how about that? And as we head for the finish here, a couple of quick reminders. Anytime you want to hit us up on this show, if we could lead you, we would lead you to americatonight.net. That's the website. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, whatever you care about social media wise, and also click on contact and let it fly. If there's anything that you think is worth mentioning in your hometown, we want to hear about it, because we do a thing called the Daily Salute. So maybe there's somebody we need to know that we can recognize here on this national show for some amazing thing they did. Don't be shy. Recommend it. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.